Welcome to the Surf Pro Coaches Show. I'm Philip Palmertree, and in a moment, I'll be speaking with Kosciuszko Whippet head baseball coach Cole McBride, right here on the Surf Pro Coaches Show on Breezy 101.
When an electrical shortage in your office causes extensive smoke and water damage, or that musty odor indicates you might have a mold problem, you need a lot more than just help cleaning up. That's why SurfPro Northeast Deltalands is the authority when disaster strikes. We offer all the cleanup and construction services to take your home or business to good as new and as soon as possible. So no matter what happens, there's just one call you need to make. Call SurfPro Northeast Deltalands at 662-289-7473 to see how we can help you back to like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Surf Pro Coaches Show, and we're here to talk Kosciuszko Whippet baseball with head coach Cole McBride. Coach, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Philip.
Let's take a look back at what's happened since we were together last week. We had a game that was rained out or moved to postpone till April against Pearl. Did play a game Thursday night of last week against Starkville here at home. Lost that one 9-6, and then came back around earlier this week on Tuesday night and got a first district win of the year, a 7-2 win at Choctaw Central. So I'll ask you the general question. What are some things you've learned about the ball club here in the early part of the season after this past week?
Guys throw hard, guys play hard all the way across the board. They've played hard. They've played gritty. Pitchers have thrown well, for the most part. We just need to make sure that we're where we're supposed to be, making the routine plays. Hitting, same thing. Guys are battling. We've had some guys with some success early. We've had guys who struggled early. It's just, with hitting, it's just getting in there and doing it again.
Is that what you tell hitters who are capable of more than they're performing early on here in the season? How do you help a youngster who's struggling when you've seen the ability that's there?
A lot of times it's, just the moment kind of getting away from us. But it really all comes down to a few things, really most importantly. Did I swing at a good pitch? Was I on time? If they can answer yes to those two questions, and we're where we want to be most of the time. More times than not, the answer is no. We're kind of in that stage where we're taking some pitches we should be swinging at, and kind of vice versa. And it's just reps and just trying to get those guys to trust what they got and what they do, and be aggressive in the box. Get in there with the mentality that we're going to hunt pitches that we can get our best swings off on, and we're not going to miss them. We're going to take our chances and get our best swings off at them. But just to keep on, just to endure.
I want you to take a few minutes and tell us about the coaching staff that you've got there with us, or that you've got there working with the young men. As everybody knows, it's not a one-man show. It's a team effort in instruction and coaching and helping. Who do you have on staff this year?
This year I have Joe Stormont, who's first-year guy at Kosciuszko. He's helping with the outfield, helping with junior high. Does a phenomenal job. Great with the kids. He pushes them. He holds them to a high standard, which is exactly what we want. Can't go on about the work he's done and continues to do for us and these kids. Wesley Dew is the other. He's the pitching coach. Works with pitchers and catchers, and he's the head junior high coach. He handles all junior high, games, practices, all that kind of stuff. He's done a phenomenal job. Him and Coach Stormer as well, they both work their butts off. They don't get near as much credit as they deserve. Like you said, it's definitely not a one-man show. Any success that I've had or that has been had can't be done without the assistants. Coach Dew, the pitching coach, man, it's pitchers have done really well. We've really grown throughout the summer and the fall and, winter, early spring. Some guys have really taken some big steps, and they've gotten some confidence and things like that. And a lot of that's due to him, to his work and his diligence in what they do and how they do it. And, blessed to have both of them. Wouldn't be who we are or who I am without them.
Well, let me follow up on that then by asking you a question that I'm sure a lot of people are curious about when they go to a baseball game. With Coach Dew or you, when you make that mound visit, maybe pitchers having some control problems, not finding the strike zone. We make that first mound visit. What are the things you want to find out and talk about with a pitcher when he's in that situation?
A lot of it is, kind of just like hitting is. The moment gets a little big and things speed up on us. And a lot of times when that happens, we get guys that, they kind of get unsure of themselves. When they get unsure, they tend to move slow. And everything we do, whether we're hitting or we're throwing or we're running or whatever, we want to move fast. We want our bodies to move fast. We want to be moving in the right direction, right energy getting channeled, all that good stuff. And a lot of times you'll hear it, especially if you come to a game, you'll hear one of my assistant coaches, somebody saying, hey, move fast, move fast. A lot of times that's what it is. Sometimes it's, maybe we've picked up on a on a slight mechanical cue that leading to some misses. Sometimes it's just to go out there and say, hey, man, take a breath. Mm-hmm. You know, step back, take a breath. You got it. We're going to go right here, and we're going to attack this guy with this, and this is what we're looking for, and, you know, you're the man, we want to do it, and this is your game, go do it.
Yeah, sometimes it's just a matter of helping that young man sort of hit a reset button in his own brain, and let's go back, start afresh. You know what to do.
Absolutely.
You're ready for this.
Absolutely. We all get caught up in the moment sometimes, and, you know, that's, you know, me, myself included, you know, take my own advice and step back and, you know, take a breath and reassess and go from there.
See, that's good life advice. You're listening to the Serve Pro Coaches Show, and you're getting advice that's good for everybody. Probably all of us will have a moment today here on this Thursday where we're going to need to stop, take a breath, reset, and get back to it.
Absolutely. But,
of course, your team's getting back to it. We'll be at home tomorrow night, Friday, against Choctaw Central for a home game. And here we are, you know, early March. Talk about the path ahead.
Oh, man, it's tough. It's tough. It's filled with a lot of quality opponents, really good teams, really good coaches. Division is tough as always. Choctaw Central's a really good team. We bounce back the next week with League Central. And we got a little bit of a break with spring break. Opponent-wise, quality opponents not going anywhere. Played two really good teams during spring break. And then New Hope on the back end, who's a 5A club, who's really good. And then, you know, we start jumping into that home stretch of district play with Louisville and then Northeast Lauderdale and then West. I mean, it's just a lot of really good baseball to be played. Excited for my guys to get out there and do it and get to watch them play. I know they're ready to compete. I know they're going to compete, and I know they're going to play hard, and I'm ready to watch them.
Okay, well, as we wrap things up, Coach, let's bang the drum one more time here and remind folks who are listening how they can get tickets to come out to the fairgrounds and watch the Whippets play.
Tickets are on GoFan. And if you can't make it to the game, you can follow along with Game Changer by Kosciuszko Varsity Whippets. We're on there. You can find it, and you can play by play. You can follow along on your phone or tablet or anything like that.
So go fan, check that date of the Whippets game, and you can click on that. It'll give you all the instructions of how to purchase those tickets, and you just show up at the gate, find a seat, show up early, avoid the crowd.
Absolutely, get loud.
Coach Cole McBride, thanks for joining us to talk about Whippet baseball on the Surf Pro Coaches Show.
Thanks for having me.